Support for this podcast comes from Troy University, dedicated to teaching a new generation to lead change. Information on leadership opportunities available to students from day one is at troy.edu/leadchange.
From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. Today we're on location at Fire Station Number 4, just off Interstate 65 north of Prattville, Alabama. Our guest is Deputy Chief Josh Bingham of the Prattville Fire Department. He showed us a safe haven baby box lodged in the wall that contains sensors, a baby mattress, blanket, and knitted cap for a newborn. We sat down to learn how this innovative project works to save the life of a tiny baby. Chief, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me today.
The Prattville Fire Department has a new project to many people in the state of Alabama. What's the name of that project?
So this is the Safe Haven Baby Box that we had installed back in mid-January. Basically, the Safe Haven Baby Box is just an option for mothers who have had a child, a newborn, up to 45 days old. It gives them the option if they determine that they cannot take care of the child and don't have a family member or a friend and they don't want to just discard the baby, it gives them an option to anonymously surrender the child inside the box here at the fire station.
This is actually only the second location in the state of Alabama to do this.
Yes, Madison Fire and Rescue in Madison, Alabama had the first box. That was in early January, and then a day after they had their box blessing, as they call it, we opened ours. So yes, we are the second one in the state.
You showed me the box. Describe it.
The box is really just a very secure unit that a newborn can be placed in. It's climate controlled. It is very safe, very secure. It has multiple alarms that alert us if a child is placed inside the box. It's just a really great asset to our community.
Fire Station Number 4 is on the north side of Prattville. So you're saying someone who has a newborn can drop the baby off if they decide they cannot raise it? Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. We're located at 820 Old Ridge Road North in Prattville. So we have several major thoroughfares that are just within a mile or two of our fire station. Interstate 65 runs north and south, about a half a mile from this fire station. Highway 14 is about a half a mile. Highway 31 is about 2 miles away. And then Highway 82 is about 2 or 3 miles away. So yeah, we are the only location within a 3-hour radius that has this box.
In looking at the box, I noticed it had a baby blanket. It had a knitted cap for the newborn. What do you put in the box besides that?
The mattress cover, the headgear, the blankets, those are all made by the state prison for women in Indiana. So they donate all that to us. In addition to those things that a mother can use to wrap her newborn in if she determines to leave the child there, there is a packet that gives information to the mother, and we have it placed just so when she opens the exterior door, that packet falls out. But it's got information to her on her next steps, if she needs counseling, if she needs medical care. Of course, we will gladly provide that medical care to her, but it has information that she can reach out to the Safe Haven organization and receive counseling if she so chooses.
The baby has to be within how many days old to be dropped off?
Prior to the last legislative session in the state of Alabama, a mother could surrender a child up to 72 hours. With House Bill 473, it gives the mother up to 45 days to surrender her child.
How do you work with the Department of Human Resources after the child is dropped off?
Once we take custody of the child, we maintain eyes on. We provide any necessary medical care, and we provide transport to an appropriate medical facility for that child. Once we're at that medical facility, we still maintain that eyes on until the hospital places the patient identifier band on the patient, at which time DHR or social services is contacted, and we release the child to them.
It's interesting, in your own background, you're a registered nurse. You're also a paramedic. How does this speak to you with all of your medical training?
I think our job here, particularly at the fire department, is to protect lives and protect property. But it's just another tool in our multi-toolbox of ways that we can save lives and help protect the public.
Is there a sponsoring organization for these baby boxes?
So this project in particular was a dream of our mayor's office for several years. House Bill 473, sponsored by Donna Givens, was the catalyst for this. We partnered with the mayor's office to get approval for this. There was an anonymous donation, in addition to some help from an organization called Kids to Love out of North Alabama. They are a foster support organization. So it wasn't just us that said, hey, we want to put this baby box in. It was truly a team effort to get this done.
In our surrounding states, do you know if they're doing similar projects?
So, yeah, I believe Florida and particularly Tennessee, you've started seeing baby boxes placed there. I'm not sure about Georgia and Mississippi. We just want people to know that it's here and that it's an option for a mother that's struggling to make that decision. You never want you to have to be put in a situation where you want to just discard that child. We are here. As I said, it's anonymous. You don't have to make face-to-face contact with any of our firefighters here. But it's an option. So if you need that option, don't be ashamed. And if there's any fire departments out there that are kind of on the fence of like, hey, do I need to do this or do I not need to? Talk to your legislators. Talk to Safe Haven. They're an organization out of Indiana. Get all the information you can. But it truly is a way that you can save lives.
I notice you have an anonymous donor sponsoring some of the expense of the baby box. How much do they cost or what's the value?
The estimated cost for the installation and for the purchase of the baby box was around $20,000. It's not just a cheap piece of metal that you place in a wall. They are heavy gauged metal. There's, I know, three different alarms on there that will alert us. And then on top of the installation and the price of the box, there's a couple $100s a year that we pay for the monitoring service through a security company. So when you look at it, you know, what's the cost of a life worth? So we take pride in knowing that, you know, we're here for our community. We're here for the surrounding communities. If there's someone in the surrounding community that has to make that decision for their child, we're here for them. That's really what it's all about for us.
When the state law was changed in 2023, is there any penalty to the parent dropping the child off?
As long as there's no obvious signs of abuse or neglect with that child, it's going to stay with us. We're not going to contact law enforcement or anything like that. We're simply going to transport the child under the law and let the hospital and the Department of Human Resources take over from there.
And if a parent drops an infant off at the baby box, do they have to fill out any paperwork or is it totally anonymous?
No, it is totally anonymous. We have the orange bag with the information for the mother that we've got placed so that it falls out at her feet when she opens the exterior door. But she doesn't have to fill that information out. You know, if she wants to seek counseling through another means other than what's listed on the card there, I mean, she has that right to do so. And if she doesn't want medical care, then that's completely her right as well. We just want to give all the available options and just to say thank you. Thank you to the mother for making that choice. We understand that's probably a very hard choice. And we want to give every available resource to that mother and just say thank you for making this decision.
And the listeners would want to know one final thing. What if the mother changes her mind?
So if the mother changes her mind, we cannot turn that child back over to her. We have to transport to the hospital. I'm sure you would have DHR or Child Protective Services and even the courts that would be involved with that. But we would not turn the child back over to the mother.
Chief Bingham, is there anything else you want to add?
Just know that the Prattville Fire Department is here to serve. Whether you're a citizen of Prattville, a visitor, we're here to serve. We're here to keep our community safe, healthy, prepared, and resilient. And this is just another way that we can do that with the Safe Haven Baby Box.
And a unique way at that.
Absolutely.
Thank you for being our guest today.
Thank you for having me very much. Really appreciate it.
That was Deputy Chief Josh Bingham of the Prattville, Alabama Fire Department describing how the Safe Haven Baby Box Project saves the lives of newborns whose mothers cannot care for them. Dothan, Alabama just announced that they're next in line to offer the project. More information can be found at the Safe Haven Baby Box website, shbb.org. And Chief Bingham shared photos of the baby box on our Troy Public Radio Facebook page. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is a podcast on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.